The Little Tailor. Jim was a tailor. He lived in a town with a lot of nice people. "Hello, Jim. How are you?" they said. "Have a good day." But there was also a gang of young bullies. The bullies made fun of people, stole things from them, and even hit them sometimes. All the people of the town were frightened of them.
"We're really frightened," they said to each other.
Jim was very frightened when he saw the teenagers. They made fun of his height. "You're very short," they said. They made fun of his weight. "You're very fat," they said. They made fun of his glasses. "Four eyes," they said. Jim was not a brave person. Then, one day, something happened to change Jim's life, and the lives of all the people in the town, including the bullies. Jim was in his workshop that day. It was a very hot day, and the window of the workshop was open. The room was full of flies. Jim looked at all the flies and thought, "These flies are terrible." He did not like killing insects, but he thought, "I can't work with all these flies."
What did Jim decide? Read and choose. 1. I have to kill the flies. 2. I have to stop work. Look at the next page. Check.
"Hello, Jim. How are you?"
"Have a good day."
"We're really frightened."
"You're very short."
"You're very fat."
"Four eyes."
"These flies are terrible. I can't work with all these flies."
"I have to kill the flies," Jim decided. So he got a newspaper, rolled it up, and tried to hit the flies. But they were always too quick. He decided to stop and have some lunch. "I'll have lunch," he thought. "Maybe they'll go home after lunch." He put butter and jam on a piece of bread. Immediately, the flies landed on the jam.
"Get off! Get off!"
shouted Jim. But the flies got stuck in the jam. So Jim picked up the newspaper again and hit the jam with one blow. 7 flies lay still. Jim was very proud of himself. "I'm very clever," he thought. Then he had another thought. "Of course, now I have no lunch." He threw the bread and jam out of the window. "The birds will eat it," he thought. He returned to his work table. After some time, the flies escaped from the jam and flew away, but Jim did not see. Jim had to finish some trousers for a customer. "I have to finish this work," he thought. "But first, I must do something." He took off his belt and sewed some words on it.
What did Jim sew on his belt? Read and choose. 1. I killed 7 flies. 2. 7 in one blow. Look at the next page. Check.
"I have to kill the flies. I'll have lunch. Maybe they'll go home after lunch. Get off! Get off!" I'm very clever. Of course, now I have no lunch. The birds will eat it. I have to finish this work. But first, I must do something.
Jim sewed 7 in one blow on his belt. That afternoon, he took the new pair of trousers to his customer. In the main street, he met 3 of the bullies. They stood in his way.
Oh no, he thought.
They made fun of him as always.
Hello, Shorty. Hello, Fatty. Hello, Four Eyes.
The first bully grabbed the new trousers. The second one knocked his hat off. The third one saw the words on Jim's belt and pointed.
Look, she said. He sewed some stupid words on his belt.
First one said,
What do they say?
The second one said,
They say, I'm short and fat.
The two bullies laughed. But the third one looked closely and read the words,
7 in one blow.
The teenage girl jumped back. She was shocked. The other bullies were shocked too. The girl looked at Jim and said,
Did you really kill 7 in one blow?
What did Jim reply? Read and choose. 1. Yes, I killed 7 flies in one blow. 2. Yes, I killed 7 in one blow. Look at the next page. Check.
Oh, no.
Hello, Shorty.
Hello, Fatty.
Hello, Four Eyes. Look, he sewed some stupid words on his belt.
What do they say?
They say I'm short and fat.
7 in one blow. Did you really kill 7? In one blow.
Yes, I killed 7 in one blow, Jim said.
The bullies were really frightened now. The first one gave Jim the trousers back and said,
Here you are, sir.
The second one got Jim's hat and put it back on his head. He said,
Here you are, sir.
The third bully said, Have a nice day, sir. The three bullies told the other bullies in the town.
He killed 7 in one blow.
All of them started behaving in a friendly way to Jim and the other people in the town. They said,
Good morning, sir,
and Have a nice day, madam. The people of the town noticed the change and they asked themselves, What happened? Finally, a woman said to Jim,
The bullies behave nicely now. It's strange. Do you know the reason?
Jim said, I'm not sure. But one of them read the words on my belt, and then they changed their behavior.
Really? Said the woman,
and she bent down to read the words.
7 in one blow, she read.
She said,
Goodness, I understand now.
You're so brave.
You saved the town from the bullies. But Jim did not agree.
What did Jim say next? Read and choose. 1. No. I don't think so. 2. Yes, you're right. Look at the next page. Check.
Yes, I killed seven in one blow.
Here you are, sir.
Here you are, sir.
Have a nice day, sir. He killed seven in one blow.
Good morning, sir.
Have a nice day, madam.
What happened?
The bullies behave nicely now. It's strange. Do you know the reason?
I'm not sure, but one of them read the words on my belt, and then they changed their behaviour.
Really? Seven? In one blow? Goodness! I understand now. You're so brave. You saved the town from the bullies.
No, I don't think so, said Jim. But the woman was certain, and she told all the people of the town. Jim's a brave man. Finally, the mayor heard the story. He arranged a special meal to thank Jim for his bravery. He said, "We must thank Jim for his brave action. Seven in one blow. Amazing!" Everyone was at the meal, including two of the bullies. The mayor made a speech. "Thank you, Jim," he said. "This town is a safer place because you're a brave man." Jim came up on the platform and the mayor put a ribbon around his neck with a medal on it. The mayor said, "And now, Jim, please say a few words." Jim was very shy, but he had to speak. He said, "Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for this medal, but really, I don't deserve it." The people shouted, "You do! You do!" Jim said, "No, I don't. Listen, it's true I killed seven in one blow." The people cheered. "But," said Jim, "they were seven flies."
What happened next? Read and choose. 1. The crowd laughed. 2. The crowd was shocked. Look at the next page. Check.
No, I don't think so.
Jim's a brave man.
We must thank Jim for his brave action. Seven in one blow. Amazing! Thank you, Jim. This town is a safer place because you're a brave man. And now, Jim, please say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for this medal. But really, I don't deserve it.
You do!
No, I don't. Listen, it's true. I killed seven in one blow.
Hooray!
But they were seven flies.
The crowd laughed. They did not believe Jim.
Really, he said, they were flies.
The crowd laughed again. The mayor stood up and said, "You're so brave, Jim. The bullies are just flies to you." Jim left the stage and all the people shook his hand and said kind words.
"Thank you,"
a woman said. "Yes, thank you," a man said. "You're a brave man." Jim left the meal and went out into the main street of the town. It was very dark. He turned to go back to his house. But one of the bullies was in the street. Jim tried to walk past him, but the young man moved into his way.
"Stop! he said. Oh, no, thought Jim. Not again.
What happened next? Read and choose. 1. The young man said, I want to thank you. 2. The young man said, I want to kill you with one blow. Look at the next page. Check.
Really? They were flies.
You're so brave, Jim. The bullies are just flies to you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You're a brave man.
Stop! Oh no, not again.
The young man said, I want to thank you. Jim said, Really? What do you want to thank me for? The young man said, You changed our lives. Really? Jim said again. The young man pointed to Jim's belt. Then he asked him, Did you really kill 7 bullies in one blow? Of course not, said Jim. I killed 7 flies. The young man laughed. 7 flies! That's right, said Jim. I didn't say 7 bullies. No, the young man agreed. You didn't. The young man thought for a moment, then he said, You know, it's funny. Jim was confused. What's funny? He asked. The young man said, You were afraid of us. But we weren't brave. So we became afraid of you. And it changed our lives. That's strange, said Jim. You and your friends changed my life too. The two men looked at each other for a long time. And then...
What happened next? You decide.
I want to thank you. Really? What do you want to thank me for? You changed our lives. Really? Did you really kill 7 bullies in one blow? Of course not. I killed 7 flies. 7 flies? That's right. I didn't say 7 bullies. No, you didn't. You know, it's funny. What's funny? You were afraid of us, but we weren't brave. So we became afraid of you, and it changed our lives. That's strange. You and your friends changed my life too.
A bully. A gang. Weight. Height. A newspaper. A fly. Throw. Through. Trousers. A belt. So, sewed. A hat. Point, pointed. Bend, bent. A medal. A ribbon. Jim was a little tailor in the town. He wasn't very brave, the bullies knew. They stopped him when he walked around the town. They laughed about his height, his glasses too. One day he hit some flies upon his bread. He thought, I killed them all with just one blow. He stopped and sewed some words upon his belt. Then out into the street he had to go. The bullies stopped him and they read each word. They suddenly behaved as people should. The story went around. The people heard. Jim stopped the bullies. Now they're very good. The mayor gave Jim a medal. He said, "No, I only killed some flies." The people laughed. "I wasn't really brave, you have to know." He left the meal and went out in the dark. He saw one of the bullies in his way. Jim tried to pass him, but the man said, "Stop." Jim thought, "No, not again," then heard him say, "I want to thank you for your action." Jim said, "What? You were afraid of us, but we weren't brave. We read your belt, and then we were afraid." Bullies are not brave. This story shows. Be brave, and then you'll find the bully goes.